Is it up to you and other guys to sort of lift everybody up once you get that kind of deflated news that he is out at least for the regular season?
Definitely, because, I mean, it's something that that hurts the team and it sets back. But, I mean, we look at it as an opportunity for guys to get their name known.
I guess it's one good thing. This would have been really devastating for the defense a year ago, but you guys are playing much better and have more talent around here. Maybe you're in a better position to make up for his loss.
Definitely. I mean, we're in a better position than last year, but like I said, I mean, we got guys that's capable of doing the same thing he does. Just they got the opportunity, and now it's time to just go with it. It's a blessing for him.
When you mentioned him as a leader, just from a leadership standpoint, how tough of a loss is this?
Knowing knowledge, knowing what he's capable of, knowing that he's going to get the quarterback off the spot or get the movement, and definitely with the run game, he's not going to miss a tackle. He's going to try to get a tackle for a loss. And stuff like that is profession, and what he does is awesome.
What do you take from week's one game? It almost seemed like a year ago now, so long ago, but what do you guys take from that game, the only one Dallas lost?
Just got to come out fast and play hard. And that's what we did the first week. And we got to continue doing and just feed off each other and keep playing ball.
Well, Coach McAdoo just said one of the biggest differences from the Week 1 Cowboys to the Week 14 Cowboys is the chemistry that Dak Prescott has developed with guys like Terrence Williams and Cole Beasley. What can you guys do as a secondary to stop and disrupt that chemistry a bit?
Like I said, let's start our D-line. Let's start up front. They could get them off the spot like we did the first game and not get them looking downfield and trying to find those guys. And forcing them into bad plays and bad passes, we get an opportunity to make.
Thanks, how important is maintaining your gap integrity in this game? Because Zeke seems more patient than he's been. He's finding holes.
We just got to be patient. I mean, we just played a patient back. Le'Veon was awesome, and in doing so, but I don't think no back as patient as he was. And I think it's with Ezekiel. He sees a hole and he's going to hit it. He's going to hit it hard. So we just try to play our guys, stay square, and make sure we make sure there's no big holes from the hit, and we collapse it on him quick.